we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at Desert Guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to the camp house here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Brand new year up and running. We're a week into it, and I guess everything is okay. Nothing has deteriorated so far beyond where it already was. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by my friends at Calming Care. Calming Care. A lot of people are getting some great relief from Calming Care. It's for your dog. The overbarker, the overjumper, it gently and safely over time calms the overactive dog. Learn more about Calming Care at kinderoutdoors.com. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go handgun hunting with Larry Wysoon. If you've always been interested and never have done it, Larry's a good guy to talk to. He has a long history in hunting with handguns. In fact, he once shot a pronghorn at over 400 yards with a pistol. This guy is also a big-time hunter. He prefers a bow and arrow over a pistol, but he actually pays the bills by catching big green bass. Gary Klein is going to talk to us about Major League Fishing and a change in lakes for their championship, their Red Crest, coming up next month in February. It was to be on Grand Lake, Oklahoma, but it's moved to Texas. Gary's going to talk to us about that. Hey, grab yourself a hot cup of coffee and make yourself at home. You're in camp with the Dallas Safari Club and Kinder Outdoors. One of the absolute best stories from the outdoor world, hunting and fishing world, in 2020 came from the state of Missouri. Dan Garrett lives in Gravois Mills, Missouri. Hope I didn't butcher the name of your town too much there, Dan. He said, "Hey, Billy, I've loved listening to your show for a long time and thought this would make a great story for your show." And I agree, Dan. Elk hunting in Missouri for the first time in a century. That's a big deal. Missouri's first elk hunting season is in the books. Only 5 hunters selected for this rifle season, and all 5 harvested bull elk. The season was December 12th through the 20th. And there was a week of archery back in October. The 5 Missouri hunters were selected for elk hunting permits through a random drawing of more than 19,000 applications. Joe Benthal of Mount Vernon, Missouri, he harvested a 5x5 bull on public land, National Park Service property, near Log Yard in Shannon County. Michael Bushjost of St. Thomas took a beautiful 6x6 bull. Said he was thrilled to hunt elk in Missouri and to take his 3 kids along with him to scout the area before the season opened. How about Sam Schultz of Winfield, Missouri, a beautiful 5x6 bull? He said that his bull was originally a 6x7, but he had a couple of broken tines. And one of his sons was with him when he harvested this awesome animal. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and take a look at this beautiful 6x7 bull harvested on public land, Shannon County, by Gene Gilkey of Liberty. He said he had never hunted elk before, and this hunt was the dream trip of a lifetime. He said, quote, "I literally dreamed of taking a 6x6 bull, but didn't think it was possible, nor would I be up to it. But the good Lord above had a better plan than I did." Hey, congratulations all of you guys on your historic elk in Missouri. Elk are a native species in Missouri, but were hunted to extinction in the state through unregulated hunting during the late 1800s. Missouri's first elk hunt this fall came after many years of restoration efforts by the Missouri Department of Conservation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, lots of supporters, local communities, and landowners. What a success story. Hey, I want to stress to you that calming care that settles the overactive dog is not a drug. It very gently works over time to settle the overbarker, the overjumper, the dog that scratches up the doors and tears up the furniture during a thunderstorm. If your dog could benefit from calming care, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and I'll save you $5 off your first order. Well, if you were counting on old Santa to bring you that new bass boat and it fell through, he didn't produce, you might be interested to know that Major League Fishing is having a sale. They're selling those fully outfitted tournament-proven boats that you've watched on television over the past year. And for a limited time, they're knocking $2,000 off of their original price. Several Nitro Z19s and Z21s, all fully rigged with electronics, trolling motors, power poles, and a whole lot more. You could get a deal on a big-time bass boat right now from Major League Fishing. KinderOutdoors.com has more info. Fish and Wildlife Police in the state of Washington want to know, and I bet they will investigate and find out, who shot those two eagles, a bald and a golden, southeast Washington, near Payne Hollow, the second in the Tucannon Habitat Management Unit, downriver of Little Goose Dam. These birds carry a maximum penalty of 6 months in prison and $15,000. If you know anything, please let them know at the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Hey everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe, like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy with locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans, because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our warm January 2021 campfire here at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Our big game specialist, our pro here at DSC's Kender Outdoors, is a lifetime member of Dallas Safari Club, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. You've known him from his impeccable television work, photography, writing, and great gentleman. Larry, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. And hey, today we're going to talk about handgun hunting a little bit. I've always had an interest in hunting with a handgun, but I've never done it because, Larry, I have a lot of hobbies, and I'm scared to death to tell Robin that, you know, I need to go out and stock up, buy a new pistol, and start a new hobby.
Well, if you need any help convincing, I'll be more than happy to plead your case for you.
There you go. Good, good. And I want to talk about that. It's been a passion. You've enjoyed it for years and years and years. And let's start with revolvers and explain the difference between a single-action revolver and a double-action revolver. It's pretty simple.
It really is. The single action essentially says that you have to cock the hammer before you can pull the trigger. With a double action, you can simply pull the trigger, it cocks the hammer by itself, and then strikes the firing pin, or you can cock it like you would a single action. But the two basic differences are just simply that with a single action, you have to cock it between each shot, and with the double action, you do not have to.
You know, I found it interesting that you prefer a single action revolver. You prefer revolvers, and you prefer a single action revolver. And you mentioned the grips, and that's something I had never considered or thought of before. A slick grip is your friend when you're hunting big caliber pistols.
It really is. It kind of rolls a little bit in your hand, and I wear leather gloves where I've got a good grip on them, but I've also to where it can roll a little bit. With that design of that single action, you have that smooth back part of the grip. With the double action, so that you can pull the trigger, there's a little bit of a knurl there, and so that you can, you know, got a little bit stronger grip to pull the trigger on when you shoot in double action. But because of that, a lot of times you accept a whole lot more recoil from those handguns than you do from single action. So when you start shooting a little bit larger calibers that you really need to for deer and other big game, there's, to me, a definite advantage in shooting the single action as opposed to the double action.
And I would have never thought of that. I would have thought, well, hey, then you can thumb cock them either one, so why not just buy a double action gun? But there you go. You're exactly right. You mentioned Razor Dobbs has gotten into handgun hunting over the years, and that he likes to shoot a semi-auto. And that's a great choice, too, just not your choice.
It is. I mean, I applaud anybody that gets out there that takes a handgun on a hunt and gets into it. And Razor's been very fortunate. He's hunted Africa and a bunch of other places, and he loves that semi-auto. And there's some people that do, but personally, to me, I prefer the single action or double action in the revolvers. 9 years ago, I shot a lot of the TC Encores and Contenders, which were essentially rifle caliber pistols, if you will, that were a lot of fun to shoot too. But, you know, regardless of what you shoot, how you shoot, your choice of actions, I mean, handgun hunting is so much fun. And it's like any other thing. It's where the barrel is pointed when the trigger is pulled is where the bullet goes.
That's very exactly simple. Right. And I can't move on to away from pistols without mentioning Ruger. And you mentioned Thompson Center. You've shot with a lot of different brands. But your personal favorite has been for many years, Ruger.
It really has been. Years ago, I served on staff with Shooting Times, a sister publication called Handgunning, and I was the hunting editor on both. And about the time that this goes back in the 80s, Ruger came out with the Ruger Super Black Hawk Hunter, which has a ribbed with integral scope mounts on it. That and that particular gun in the 44 Maggies and 240 grain Hornady XTP ammo, it's unbelievably accurate, and it's one of those handguns. You know, sometimes you just kind of develop a relationship with a firearm that just you have such great confidence in that you can almost close your eyes, you know, it's going to go in the right place, you know, kind of thing. That's kind of the way that particular revolver is. And since that time, I've been using a bunch of other Ruger revolvers, particularly like in the 480, and I've got a 454 Casull and a 357. And a really good way to start out with is to start out with a 22 long rifle, a revolver, and get used to seeing the sights or using the optics that you use. I'm using the Trigicon SRO sight, which is kind of a red dot sight. Now helps for very quick target acquisition, and it shoots very accurate, helps me shoot much more accurately than open sights. But, you know, a 22 is an ideal way to do that. That way you get down your technique, you start gaining some confidence in your ability, and then you can step up to like a 357 Magnum, which to me is kind of on the low side of the deer hunter side of things. It's probably more of an expert's gun, but then kind of step up to the 44 Mag, and I mean, I've shot all kinds of different things from elk on down with 44 Mag, so I know it's capable of bringing that animal down quickly and humanely, and they're fun to shoot. They're an absolute blast to shoot.
Yeah, and you've taken your 44 Mag all over the world. A lot of guys are going to say, well, you know what, I've got a 357. Let me just adapt to hunting with that. And there's a little bit of a warning that you gave us with that, and you even mentioned it just a few seconds ago. It's kind of an expert's round. You really have to know bullet placement and how that gun's going to perform at different distances and know your capabilities with that 357. You need a well-placed shot.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you're going to use on the lower end of the firearm calibers and rounds out there, definitely. I mean, you want to do the same thing whether you're shooting a Monster Magnum or not, regardless of whether it's a rifle or handgun. As you mentioned, learn the capabilities of your firearm and your capabilities with it. But, you know, with the handguns, if you shoot off a rest, like anything else, I learned a long time ago that if I shoot a rifle off a rest, I shoot a whole lot more accurately than I do if I shoot offhand. And basically, the same thing holds true with shooting the handguns as well, too.
Yeah, so, hey, guys, if you're a 357 guy and you're looking for an excuse to go buy that new pistol, 44 Mag, there you go. Larry's taking
Absolutely.
Down these brown hairs in Alaska with that thing.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, the 44 Mag is not the most powerful handgun in the world, but, you know, it'll darn sure do the job on everything pretty much in North America, and I've used it over in Africa as well, too. So it's a great handgun, and with the ammo that Hornady has available, for whatever reason, most 44 mags that I've ever shot, including some that were Rukers years ago, they really seem to do well with that 240 grain Hornady XTP in terms of accuracy. And that handgun we were mentioning a while ago, the Super Black Hawk Hunter Ruger that I've shot for so many years, with it from a good solid rest, I can shoot at least a 2-inch group with all six shots at 100 yards. So, you know, the accuracy on most all those guns is there in terms of, particularly in terms of hunter accuracy. Now, in terms of downrange energy, you know, to me, about 125, 150 yards is about the max of anything that I would want to shoot with most of the handguns that we shoot with. But up until that range or whatever you feel comfortable with, that's the other side of things. But out to that range with a good solid rest, there's enough. downrange energy to put that animal down very quickly and humanely. And again, that's our goal and every time we pull the trigger on something.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, a conversation we had about an article, in-depth article that he wrote for Sporting Classics Daily about handgun hunting, and we're going to continue that conversation when we come back from the coffee pot. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Forta Flora. That is America's number one canine probiotic, safe enough to use on weaning puppies, safe enough to use every day if you have a dog with chronic GI upset. Forta Flora. Order it from Chewy.com.
Hi, everybody. It's professional angler Troy Deedy. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, next time you're on Oahe, give me a call. We'll go smallmouth fishing.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
I'm packing for my trip to Joshua Creek Ranch. As a matter of fact, leaving in just a couple of days. And part of my packing includes my trusted Weatherby 270 that I have shot for years. Accurate and dependable. And also that old Ruger Red Label over and under shotgun that's had about 8 million rounds fired through it. Because not only am I going to go there for world-class axis deer hunting, but one of the finest, says Beretta and Orvis, upland bird hunts on planet Earth. Five-star lodging, dining, and hunting. You deserve Joshua Creek Ranch. Book a trip. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Well, hey, let's rejoin our conversation with Larry Wysoon now about handgun hunting and talk about maybe some optic possibilities.
You have a lot of options as far as what to top that gun with, if you top it with anything at all. And that's going to have a lot to do with the terrain that you hunt. If you hunt really tight country, open sights might be what you need. Or if you hunt West Texas with a pistol, you might need, something like you might put on top of an AR. Or you could use a red dot. Site. You mentioned that as well in your article. Lots of opportunity and options there.
There really are. I mean, everybody has a preference in terms of what they shoot, how they shoot handguns. If you've got great eyesight, then by all means shoot open sights, you know, just with the sights that come on the gun. But if you that stage to where your eyesight could be a little bit better and you have a hard time seeing the back sight, the front sight, the target all at the same time, then you might want to start using a red dot scope. There are several available through Trigicon, and they've got a new one that's an SR, they call the SRO, that will mount on any kind of revolver with just a little bit of adaptation as far as like Razor Dobbs shoots, semi-autos, did on those as well too. But those work out really nice, and then once you get into the long eye relief scopes, if you're going to shoot a little bit longer range. But again, to me, those sight scopes helps with precise bullet placement, which is, again, so very important with regardless of what you're shooting.
Yeah, and then just briefly, you're going to want to sight in your pistol. We're talking about pistol hunting with Larry Wysoon today. You're going to want to sight in the same distances and conditions that you're going to hunt in. So, again, if that's real tight woods there in Pennsylvania, you know, 25 yards might be where you want to be.
Exactly. And what I'd strongly suggest to people to do is to get on the bench, find a good solid rest, and make sure that that gun is shooting exactly where you want to at varying distance, and then shoot at varying distances, too. From there, you get your sight in at 25 yards and then set up a target at 100 and see where you hit that target at that distance as well, too. So, again, it comes down to getting very familiar with your particular firearm that you're using.
Yeah. I would think that hunting with a pistol, you know, is an advantage to a guy that's a spot-and-start guy because, you know, you're taking 3 feet away of movement. You've just got that little short pistol. Lots of advantages to hunting with a pistol.
There really are. I mean, they're lightweight to carry. There's so many different shoulder rings that are available these days that make them very comfortable to carry. And then, you know, some people may prefer to carry them on their hip as well, too, or carry them in the backpack, which is something that I've done quite often where we've been doing spot and stalk in kind of rough terrain and get to a point to where, you know, okay, now we're close enough now to get the pistol out. And, again, like, just practice good gun safety, you know, making sure that the barrel pointed in a safe direction and all those kind of things that we do normally anyway when we're hunting. But there's so many different ways to carry it. I want to go back a little bit to shooting off the bench. Once you shoot from the bench, then shoot from hunting positions. I mean, use a post as a rest. Use a cross shooting sticks as a rest. I quite often use my backpack or my hat as a rest. So learn how to shoot accurately at the bench, but then also how to learn how to shoot in all kinds of situations that you might encounter when you're out in the field.
My friend Larry Wysoon on Handgun Hunting. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch, where they have relaxed their cancellation policy because of COVID. Book your trip now with peace of mind. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, hey, let's take a little trip to the Canadian border of Minnesota right now. Beautiful Rainy Lake, Minnesota. And my ice fishing buddy, Hall of Famer, Woody Woods, with Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service. How you doing, Woody?
I'm doing great, McBilly. Happy New Year to you.
I've got firsthand knowledge of just how great it is to go ice fishing with you on Rainy Lake. It's a beautiful time of year to get out and fish.
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, it's and today, you know, we got a balmy 22 degrees out there. It's kind of when things are cooling down in the fall, you get kind of chilly and you're throwing on the jacket and everything, but by January, it was 22 out there. It's sweatshirt weather if you're just running errands.
You know, and that's one of the things that surprised me when I came up and fished with you. I fished with you in February a couple of years back, and we were out on the ice all day, every day, and I overdressed. And, you know, we were in the 20s, about like you are now, and you're thinking you're going to freeze to death, and that's absolutely not the case. You're going to be very comfortable.
As long as you stay busy, you can stand around a little bit, but it helps to hole hop, doesn't it, to Big Bill?
It does. What's the fishing been like this winter? How are things going?
It's been pretty good. I mean, I've been mostly walleye fishing so far, and the walleyes are going very good. You know, I think our biggest one has been like 29 inches, which is a nice walleye.
That's a very nice walleye.
Yeah, it's been going great. My cousin's been doing some northern pike fishing, and he's been doing good with that. His biggest has been 40 inches so far. But that's a big fish to bring through a hole in the ice, you know?
Yeah, that is. What about, you know me, I love crappie. Have you been catching any crappie, or have you focused on that at all?
I haven't focused on that yet, but I'm getting ready to. They're moving into them holes as we speak. And I like to wait till they all get there before we throw the party.
I understand. I get it. If folks would like to take a bucket list trip, you got to talk to Woody, because there's not a more beautiful place on planet Earth to go fishing. And the solace and the quiet, other than Woody, you know, Woody's not real quiet, but the solace and quiet of Rainy Lake, Minnesota in the wintertime is just breathtaking. And it's truly one of those memories that's strongest with me. And I've done a lot of hunting and fishing, Woody, but that's a special trip to go with you in the wintertime.
Well, thanks, Big Billy. I enjoyed just as well with you and your lovely wife, Robin. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys up here again sometime.
Yep, absolutely. Tell us a little bit, for folks that have never been to the Minnesota-Canada border, Rainy Lake. Describe the beauty a little bit to folks.
Well, you know, it's probably Minnesota's, their portion of it anyway, is the most beautiful lake in Minnesota. It's full of islands and beaches and bays and coves and all kinds of structure. And, you know, it's definitely God's country. And we've got a multi-species lake going on, bass, walleyes, northerns, perch, you know, crappies, sturgeon. There's everything you can think of to catch up here. and we're home to Minnesota's only national park, Voyageurs National Park, and it's just pristine beauty.
Yeah, it is. Next time you see me, Woody, it's going to be sometime in the spring, because I think that Rainy Lake, Minnesota is an under-publicized underappreciated smallmouth lake. You pull some big smallies out of there.
Oh, we do, yeah. It's a world-class smallmouth lake. You know, it's not, you know, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, 5 pounds. It's not unusual to get a nice stringer of bass. When you get up in that 6 pound range, not too many, but below that, there's quite a few.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun whenever you go. You're just not going to encounter a more scenic spot to fish. Woody's fairly reliable, where, what is it, about 90% of your customers make it back safe and sound to the dock?
Yeah, well, over 90%, Bill.
Over 90%. Well, that's good. That's good. Woody, it's always good to talk to you. Go get by the fire someplace.
Hey, sounds good. I'll turn the furnace back on.
It's Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, if you don't sit down, those ducks are never going to come in.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, the phone number here at DSC's Kender Outdoors is 1-877-820-2256. We'd love to hear from you. Always greatly enjoy catching up with my old friend Woody Woods up there at Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I enjoy our in-person visits out on the ice, on the water, a whole lot more. But my buddy Wally Marshall, he's a Texas boy through and through. He went ice fishing up on Rainy Lake with Woody one time, and, well, let's just say it wasn't that Texas boy's cup of tea.
You know, when I go to Walmart, when I'm in Bass Pro or Cabela's, wherever, and I see my buddy Mr. Crappie up there, I sure am proud of all your work and your hard work and your accomplishments through the years, but I haven't seen your line of ice fishing products come out yet, Waldo. What's going on with that?
Well, I'm thinking about working on it because several years ago, I went to Rainy Lake up there in Minnesota, you know, at
right on the Canadian border, border water.
International Falls, yeah. International Falls, when they have the weather and they want to show the coldest place there is, it's International Falls, Minnesota. And there is a guide up there, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service.
Woody has been on this show several times. I've sent him people to fish with him.
Well, I'll tell you what was funny about it is I go up there and I've got my high-vis line and everything, and he was like, are you going to use that? And he said, man, you won't even catch a fish. Well, I proved him wrong. But what's really cool is going up there and getting on them snowmobiles and pulling your little ice hut and everything. You know, I wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah.
And then we went over into Canada. Instead of going around the lake, we just cut across the land.
Yeah.
And I had so many clothes on, Billy. I was doing a snowmobile deal and was going across the land, and my snowmobile fell over on its side, and I was kind of laying there like that guy on that tricycle on Laugh In when he hits that tree and falls over.
I've got a picture in my mind of that movie, A Christmas Story, when that kid is so bundled up he falls over and can't move.
Exactly. I can't put my arms down, you know. But we went over into Canada you know, it was really cool, and we were having a great time. And my buddy said, listen to that over there, Wally. And there was Canadian guys came over, and they drilled a couple of holes. And they were doing A this, A that, you know. And I was kind of giggling about that. And one of them come over and drilled a hole pretty close to me. And I was catching some crappie out of this hole, pretty nice crappie. And this guy comes over there and drills a hole from me. He seen I was catching fish, so he tried to get a little closer. And I heard them over there talking, and I go, hey, you boys ain't from around here, are you? And they looked at me going, where the heck are you from? And it was fun to, you know, meet some people. And that's the thing about fishing. Every time you go fishing, man, you're going to meet somebody, but you're all there for the same reason, and that's to fish, learn how to fish, learn what to use to catch them, whatever. But I was catching them through the ice, crystal clear water, on Mr. Crappie high-vis line, 4-pound, and I beat the guide. I beat the guys that were with me on catching fish totally. And it's funny because you use those Vexlar depth finders, you know, flashers, and you can actually see the fish on there, and you can see your lure. It's really cool of how they catch fish, but, you know, I kind of said something to them about, you know, the fishing's kind of slowed down, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I kind of complained to Woody, and he said, well, you should have got Reliable Guide Service instead of Fairly Reliable.
Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service. He calls me every year and says, Billy, come on up to
Rainy Lake. We sent the fat guy out on the ice, and he didn't fall through. It's good to go. So one of these days, I'm going to have to come up there and go with him. What time of year were you there? How deep were you catching these crappie? Do you remember?
Well, we were actually there in our springtime. This was like, March. And there was still 36 inches of ice, 24 to 36. And we had to put some extensions sometimes on the augers. But, man, you go across that ice, you've got everything with you. You got your augers, you got your depth finders, you got everything, your little heaters for your deal. But the second day, it was like, first day was like minus nine, and the second day was like plus six. And plus six felt real good. I was just out walking around on ice just catching fish, so didn't even use my little hut. But anyway, y'all get a chance, go to Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service. Maybe he's renamed it to Reliable Guide Service by now.
One Hall of Famer, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, ribbing another, Woody Woods, up on Rainy Lake. I am so looking forward to hunting behind world-class bird dogs at Joshua Creek Ranch next week. They've got a kennel full, and they employ those little English cockers that heel right next to you until needed to flush and retrieve. It's a joy for the whole family. Book your trip now to Joshua Creek Ranch. You know, wintertime on our bird dogs can be harder than hot summer heat when it comes to hydration. Kinder Outdoors Pro Ronnie Smith.
That's right. You know, Bill, when it's hot, a dog is going to drink. They're just going to rehydrate themselves. We do the same thing. Maybe not as much as we should, but we certainly rehydrate ourselves. During the winter, that can really can fool you. Your dogs really evaporate more moisture as they're panting and running in the winter than they will in the summer. And if the only time when it really comes to me and I remember is if I'm on some hills and I'm walking to the point that now my pulse is up and I'm breathing out of my mouth and then I start to get thirsty. And that's the same thing with your dog. They're running, they're exerting themselves, they're panting, and they require more water in the winter than in the summer.
And that just shocks a lot of people when they hear that for the very first time. Let's talk about water in the kennel. You change, it doesn't matter if you've got 50 dogs in your kennel, you're changing all of their water every day, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And we'll scrub our buckets twice a week with a to sanitize them. But fresh water is vital.
And that's because a hot dog in the summertime when you're working them, even in the wintertime, the long-haired dogs, setters, Britneys, they'll come in and try to crawl in that bucket, won't they?
Yeah. They always want to stick their front feet in the water bucket. They're just trying to drop their body temp. And as a result, they're splashing a lot of water out, and they're fouling that water.
When we're wild bird hunting, a lot of guys think it's a really good step to use Gatorade out in the field or something like that as opposed to just good old water. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, the only time I would use anything that had a flavor to it is if I had a situation where I couldn't get a dog to drink or ingest enough fluid that I thought he needed. Other than that, what research is showing is a lot of that sugar-based product can really be detrimental to hydration.
Yeah, so it can actually do your dog more harm than good, more than likely will. Hard to beat. Water. What if you have a dog that's you're wanting to get some water into him, you can tell he needs it, and he just refuses to come to the water bottle or refuses to stop and drink? How do you take that horse to water and make him drink?
Yeah, you know, if it's we find that here during the summer when we're training, is we have dogs that are so focused on finding birds that they'll run right by a pond when it's obvious that they're very hot. You just have to stop that animal if you have water available. And once they stand there a little bit, then they start to pay attention to what you're doing, and then it's easier to get them to drink. And Bill, you really, on that type of dog, you need to teach them to drink.
Yeah. How can we teach a dog to drink?
Yeah, again, you just have to stop him. You have to make him physically drink. When our opportunity presents itself, take the time to make the dog drink there. When you see the dog is in a position where he needs water, be diligent about watering him.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Patience. Let him learn through our patience. We don't need to get in a hurry. We need to give him plenty of time to soak it up and drink. I think that's a really good time as well to carry a Snickers in my bird bag because I might need a little break right about then, too.
That's right. That's right.
It's Gary Loomis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks for being here with us and hanging out with us a while today. This corner of the camphouse is brought to you by the world's greatest dog fuel, and that is Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula for your dog, and it's going to improve their health, I promise. Pick up the formula that best suits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Major League Fishing's championship tournament is called Red Crest. It has moved from Grand Lake, Oklahoma to Texas next month. Gary Klein is here later this hour to talk to us about it. I know for a fact that since the formation of Major League Fishing, the competition between bass and MLF has been a big bonus, a big win for us, the spectator, the fan. And where that is most evident, I believe, is on our television screens. We're getting access to stuff now that we never had before, like this, the Bassmaster Elite Series and last year's Bassmaster Classic. That is our Sunday morning entertainment right now as a run-up to live broadcast of the Bassmaster Elite Tournaments this coming season. All nine 2021 Bassmaster Elite events, as well as the Bassmaster Classic, will feature live television coverage on Fox Sports. The Bassmaster Elite will kick it all off February 11, 12, 13, and 14 on Florida's famed St. John's River. Between now and then, you've got the Bassmaster Elites at Lake Hartwell from 2019 this weekend, as well as Gunnersville from 2020. Next weekend, Santee Cooper and Cayuga Lakes from 19 and 20. Some elite tournament coverage reruns leading up to the live season, which begins in 1 month. By the way, the Bassmaster Elites have opened the window now for bass fishing enthusiasts that are interested in marshalling a Bassmaster Elite tournament during the 21 Bassmaster Elite Series. The Marshall program was created by Bass back in 2009. Marshals serve as an extra set of eyes for Bass tournament officials actually out in the boat, making sure that all rules are observed. Additionally, Marshals operate the digital Bass Track scoring system that enables fans to follow the action in real time. Registration for Bass Life and Nation members started on January 5th. All other Bass members can register online beginning Tuesday, January 12th, online, and Thursday the 14th by phone. To learn more about the Elite Series Marshall program, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. I do love it when notes like this start crossing my computer screen. Spring turkey hunting license applications are available in Michigan right now through February. That spring turkey season just around the corner. I have just got to brag on myself a little bit. The turkey that I fried up this Thanksgiving, hands down, not only the best one I've ever made, the best fried turkey I've ever eaten. None of these people pay me to endorse them, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I injected 24 hours before frying. I injected my turkey with Tony Sachera's butter marinade. The injection. You've seen it. It's everywhere. The thighs, the breast, the legs. Then I rubbed that turkey down thoroughly. I mean thick. Inside and out with salt, pepper, granulated onion, and garlic. Granulated garlic. Covered it up, set it in the fridge, let it sit there and stew for about 24 hours. Deep fried that bad boy at 350 to 360, 3.5 minutes per pound. Oh, my word. It was good. Now, that was a store-bought bird, pen-raised bird. For my wild birds, I do it a little differently. They're a different kind of bird. I take the breast meat and cut it in inch and a half to 2 inch strips. I use an egg wash plus a salt, pepper, flour mixture. I double batter and deep fry and mix up a big batch of white gravy. Oh, I can't think about it anymore. I'll get up and walk out of here. Ugh. What an awesome story out of Nebraska this week. Amanda Peters. She lives in Lincoln and works there at Bryan Medical Center East. She works in cardiac intensive care. You can imagine what kind of year she's had. And during this year, she has thoroughly enjoyed her escapes to the outdoors. She calls it her happy place. And that escape to her happy place recently helped her earn her first whitetail deer. She shot her deer at the end of rifle season back in November. Her dad, Marv, was with her, and he submitted the picture to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission's Take 'em Hunting Challenge, which encourages people to take a beginner hunting. Marv has always been an avid hunter, but Amanda grew up familiar with guns and trap shooting, but only recently started showing interest in hunting. Her growing hobby has now offered her a much-needed break from the stress of her job, and has provided pure and perfect protein for her freezer. She said the best part about it all was sitting in the deer blind when the sun comes up. It's like watching the world wake up, she said. She's right. Hey, my friends at Purina have teamed up with the folks at Pheasants Forever for the Soil Health and Habitat Program. I'm really excited about this. It's very cool, and we're going to talk to Jack Scott about it from Purina when I come back from that coffee pot.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair-weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is DSC's Kender Outdoors, where we say things like Merry Christmas, God bless you, read your Bible, and shoot straight. If you're offended by any of that, you need to go get your head right and come on back. Well, hey, let's go to One Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri right now and talk to Jack Scott with Purina Pro Plan. Welcome to the show, Jack. Sure good to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
You know, I saw something the other day that grabbed my attention because I've been a Purina Pro Plan guy forever, since Jack went Pro Plan. Yeah. Became Pro Plan. I was in on that first lot of food that came out, I promise you. And I haven't gone anywhere since. That's been a long time now. And one of the things that I'm proudest of, outside of the fact that Pro Plan is a great fuel for my dog, is the fact that you give back. You guys give back. And the programs and conservation efforts that, and dog health, canine health efforts that are important to me, you guys are always there pushing, working behind the scenes and making it work. And that's no different this time around with the Soil Health and Habitat Program. I have to tell you, I raised an eyebrow at this one, Jack, because I thought, what is Soil Health and Habitat got to do with my dog? Maybe you can explain and help us out.
I'm happy to do so. And thank you so much for being a loyal ProPlan user. We have a lot of loyal ProPlan users. This year in particular has been very, very successful for us in that regards. And the Soil Health and Habitat program that we have with Pheasants Forever is one that is really about helping to improve these ecosystems from which our ingredients come from, because we know that these healthy lands that produce healthy agricultural products can produce healthy pet foods, right, when we use them to formulate. So just to let you know a little bit about, like, our commitment to this, we have been committed to making high-quality pet care products in a sustainable way for years. And to your point, a lot of what we've done when it comes to working directly with agriculture and farmers and our work in conservation and stewardship doesn't get a lot of recognition, but it's there. It's always present, and we do a lot in this particular space.
You know, I'm looking at a map of this Soil Health and Habitat program,
yeah.
And you mentioned Pheasants Forever. Well, this is right up the Pheasant Alley. You're talking about Iowa, a good portion of Iowa, Minnesota, North mm-hmm. Dakota, and South Dakota. In the pheasant stronghold. As a matter of fact, I can almost see a couple of the ranches that I hunt pheasants on in South Dakota right now, as I look at this map. So it's a concentrated effort that is going to do what? Hands-on in the field. What's going to take place?
Yeah, so we chose this area because it is very much in the heart of where we source a lot of our ingredients. And what's going to take place is pheasants is they're working directly with individual growers. And they're working with the growers, and they're bringing with them a tool to basically look at their lands, understand what the farmers can do to better manage maybe their soil health, right? Take a look at what they can do as it relates to improving their profitability at the same time. And sometimes what ends up happening is that ways in which you can improve your profitability might be taking some land out of production, right? You can still do other things to at the same time improve your soil health, but those lands that then come out of production, convert those over to a habitat, something where, you know, Pheasants Forever and a lot of us, you know, we want to improve and make those sort of spaces like critical nesting cover in that prairie region for the wildlife.
If you are listening to the show today, you're hearing what Jack has to say about the soil health and habitat program, and you're in the prairie pothole region, and you're thinking, you know, I might want to enroll my land in this, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and we're going to have the links that you need there to get signed up, do something healthy for the land and good for all of us, and at the same time, you might make a buck or two. There are incentives when you sign up for this program. So have you been having to stay indoors and can't go out and function because of COVID, or have you been able to get out and recreate a little bit, Jack, this fall?
So I've been able to get out myself. My kids and I were actually big sailors, right? And so we go out to a lake called Lake Carlisle in central Illinois, and we were out there a lot this summer. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get out to as many farm fields and engage as much with the farming family and the shooting community as much as we'd like to this year, but we're certainly looking to a much brighter 2021 and looking forward to getting back out there.
Absolutely. I just look at it this way, Jack. In 2021, we're going to have to recreate double to make up lost time.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good thing. Hey, if folks want to learn more about the Soil Health and Habitat Program from a Purina perspective and how you guys are involved, is there a place online where they can take a look?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to the Pheasants Forever website. There is a link there that they can go ahead, not only learn more about the program, they can look and learn about how they can actually sign up. There's also a video that we created with Pheasants Forever to talk a little bit about the program. It features one of our key supporters who's a farmer in that region named Nate Anderson, and it's a great video. You should check it out. It's a few minutes long, but I think it really demonstrates that balance that we're trying to hit when it comes to soil health and wildlife habitat, which is what this program is called.
Jack Scott with Purina, thank you so much, not only for the time today, but also, again, for all that you guys do at Purina.
Thank you so much.
We become so close to our bird dogs. They become so special to us over the years as we travel tens of thousands of miles together on foot and in a truck. Successes and failures we enjoy and suffer together. My late friend Ray Sasser, our camp house storyteller and outdoor editor for the Dallas Morning News for 30 years, wrote so eloquently about bird dogs. We enjoy that piece this time of year every year, and it's coming up in just a few minutes. Purina Pro Plan. You can't beat it, guys, for your bird dog. 30% protein, 20% fat, Pro Plan performance formula. At Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. You duck guys feel the same about your retrievers. I know you do. Me? Well, I've always tried to figure out how to make a duck taste good. Master Chef John Bonnell, I have never been able to do that, and I need your help.
All right, today life's going to change for you. I tell you, duck is a wonderful meat, but you got to be careful. Most guys just breast them out, and you end up with a really thick piece of breast meat. It's hard to cook that through to the middle without really drying up the outside. So cut that piece of meat thin. Start by taking your knife and running it horizontally through the meat. Cut the thickness down on that duck breast in half. give it a little marinade. I like to use a little bit of soy, a little bit of red wine, some garlic and olive oil. Let that sit for an hour or so. Get a pan, a fire, a grill, whatever you're cooking over, extremely hot first. Cook it lightly on both sides on very high temperature, medium rare, and you got something you can work with. I like to take that meat and eat it just, you know, by itself, or you can slice it afterwards and do something like a quesadilla for, you know, folks who want to, you know, thin it down a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's a real rich meat, so a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, my old standby recipe for duck is to saute the duck overnight. The next morning, throw the duck away and drink the sauce.
Yeah, there's a lot of people have been snake bit by duck or goose a lot of ways. Slice them down to where you've got nice thin steaks. Cook them over very high heat. Brown the outside. Get some seasoning in there. Then you got something to work with. And usually when I take them off the grill or off a pan, let them rest for a minute or two before you slice into it so all your juice doesn't leak out of there. Again, a lot of times we'll slice that thin, make a quesadilla or fajita, something like that, to, you know, let that rich flavor kind of tame down a little bit with some other ingredients.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. And if you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by the beautiful five-star Joshua Creek Ranch in the pristine Texas Hill Country. They know something about good bird dogs, and so did my late great friend, Ray Sasser.
The best proof for the creation theory of intelligent design lies in this irrefutable chain of facts. There is a bobwhite quail, there is a dog that points quail, and there is a 20-gauge shotgun. It's too perfect to be random. That's a quote from Bubba Wood, longtime bird hunter and a very close friend of mine. Bubba's right. It's so perfect, in fact, that most serious quail hunters would rather go afield without a shotgun than without a dog. Some veteran bird hunters pay exorbitant hunting lease prices in order to exercise their dogs. Oh, they may shoot a bird now and then, but they mostly shoot because the dog expects it. They're like a ballet dancer who no longer pirouettes but lavishly supports the arts, giving young dancers a stage to pursue their passion. At the Westminster Dog Show, there's a sporting breed category that includes pointing dogs. Though the dog show pointers and setters are so poofed up, they bear little resemblance to their hard-hunting brethren. Put a Westminster pointer in a West Texas quail field, and it would look as out of place as Paris Hilton working as a sonic car hop in Paris, Texas. One weekend during hunting season, I walked down the center aisle of a kennel loaded with real pointing dogs. The birds raised a deafening din as they lunged around their wire enclosures with such enthusiasm that centrifugal force might have held them in place had they known to run straight up the side and across the enclosed top. They weren't clamoring to be fed. They were aching with every fiber of their being to be taken hunting. Everything about their body language delivered the same message. Put me in, coach. Pick me. Pick me. I can find those birds. Bird dogs will endure indignities and hardships to make the A-team. Turn them upside down on a booting table, and they'll quiver impatiently as you tape rubber boots to their feet to protect them from grass burrs. Strap a beeper collar around their necks so you can locate them in dense cover, and they'll ignore the intrusive electronic beep, a sound as annoying as the backing up klaxon sound emitted by heavy equipment. I've seen bird dogs perforated by porcupine quills, bleeding from thorns, swollen from snake bites, hobbled by grass burrs, ripped open by barbed wire fences, shot by careless hunters, gassed by skunks, mauled by feral hogs, and exhausted from running the equivalent of a marathon 3 days in a row. All they asked in return was a dry, relatively warm place to sleep, a meager ration of dog food, and enough clean water to slake their thirst. The very next day, they were anxious to do it all over again. I've been privileged to follow behind many good pointing dogs. T. Boone Pickens once had a pointer named Ethel. He spelled it E-T-H-E-L, but her name should have been spelled E-T-H-Y-L, as in high octane. Ethel had the advantage of finding birds on one of the greatest quail ranches in existence, but so did her kennel mates. Ethel found more quail than the other dogs, and she looked better doing it. She ran with an elegant gait that made it seem like she was floating over the sandy soil. Once birds were located, Ethel had an uncanny sense of how to trail them without bumping the cubby. I don't think I ever saw her bump birds by pushing them too hard. When the iconic Pickens was asked by a business reporter when he first realized he was rich, the lifelong quail hunter's answer no doubt surprised his interviewer. I knew I was rich, he said, when I realized that I owned 35 bird dogs. Any good bird dog can smell quail, but the innate ability to work birds well comes from within the dog. It cannot be taught. It certainly can't be passed along by a guy with a whistle and no idea where the birds went in the first place. If Ethel was the best English pointer I ever saw, then Jack is certainly the best setter. Jack belongs to quail hunting guide John Cox, or vice versa. According to Cox, a horseback specialist who treats his horses like dogs, his dogs like children, and his hunters like barbarians, Jack was not a prodigy. When Jack was a pup, he couldn't pass up a porcupine. I thought the dog was stupid, and he'd wind up blinded by porcupine quills. Then one day, Jack had an epiphany. He pointed 5 coveys in a row. Just like that, he came across another porcupine. He thought about tackling that porcupine, but it's like a light came on in his head, and he suddenly knew what he was supposed to do. He left the porcupine and looked for more quail, and he's never tangled with another porcupine. That's Jack over there on the far hill, so far away that he's a white spot as he works back and forth into the wind. Cox lets the dog run that big because the graceful setter is a team player. Jack slows his ground-gobbling pace and stops in a sort of tentative point, tail wagging, looking across the hill toward our horses. What's he doing? I ask, unaccustomed to seeing a tentative point from the champion bird finder. Oh, he's telling us there's a covey down the ridge from him, said Cox. He'll wait for us to get there, then he'll pin them down. We kick the horses into a lope and quickly close the distance to Jack, still wagging and looking over his shoulder. When we were within 50 yards of the dog, he started forward into the wind, moving cautiously for another 100 yards until he froze in a point that left no doubt the quail were right under his nose. On numerous occasions, I've watched Jack run with his various brace mates, and the result was always the same. The other dog was on Jack's team and occasionally pointed a covey. In other strings, Jack's partner might have been the MVP, most valuable pointer. But running on Jack's team is like swimming on Michael Phelps' team. There's no doubt who's the star of this show. Jack's running mate is like Tonto to the Lone Ranger, Chester to Matt Dillon, Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan. Jack is so good, Cox sometimes wonders if his running mates are demoralized just to be on the ground with a dog they have no chance of beating. Here's another thing you can't help but wonder after seeing a dog like Jack or Ethel. Why would a scientist waste time cloning sheep? Sheep look identical and seem to reproduce just fine all on their own. If we're going to clone anything, for God's sake, people, let's clone these great bird dogs. At the very least, let's set up a loaner program so every quail hunter has a chance to hunt with a great dog. I once hunted with a true southern gentleman named Ben Parham. Ben is a builder in LaGrange, Georgia, and speaks with a soft southern drawl. He grew up hunting birds with his father during a time when wild quail were plentiful in rural Georgia. Ben recalled a wonderful story that his dad told about growing up in a small Georgia town where it seemed like everyone owned a good bird dog. There were plenty of quail, and the bird dogs of that era got enough work on wild birds that most of the dogs were at least competent. On Saturday mornings, Ben's father told him, a guy who didn't have a dog could drive down to the town square around 8 a.m. There would usually be a bird dog or two roaming the square. At that hour, it was clear that the dog's owner had to work or had some other kind of family business to take care of and wasn't hunting that day. So the dogs just drifted downtown, like migrant workers awaiting a day job. It was common practice just to open your car door and load up a likely-looking bird dog. You'd hunt the loner dog all day, then bring it back to the square and let it out when the hunt was over. It was also customary to stop and buy the dog a hamburger or some other juicy treat as payment for a job well done. Most bird dogs are like that. They'll hunt for anybody who will take them to a bird field. The most impressive points come when the dog is covering ground like a cheetah coursing a gazelle and suddenly turns downwind of a cubby. No Italian or German sports car can go from 30 miles an hour to a dead stop as quickly as a bird dog. They whip around in a contorted, mid-stride point, nose toward the birds, body pointed elsewhere. When a seasoned bird dog disappears into a plum thicket, doesn't come out on the other side, you'd better go looking for him. What makes a dog point birds when its predatory instinct must dictate that it chase the birds? What makes a bird hold tight to cover when threatened by what must seem like a different colored coyote? You may as well ask why planet Earth is a perfect distance from the sun and rotates on its axis in such a way that spring follows winter. It's too perfect to be random.
What a great piece by my old friend, Ray Sasser. I'm so looking forward to it. When I wrap the show up, I'm going to head down to the Texas Hill Country, Joshua Creek Ranch. We're going to hunt axis deer and enjoy world-class upland bird hunting again with my friends. I wish you would, too. Book now with confidence and peace of mind. They've relaxed their cancellation policy because of COVID. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Chambers with the University of North Texas Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tail deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out in our camp house today. At DSC's Kinder Outdoors, I'm Billy Kinder. Major League Fishing, my buddy Gary Klein, one of the co-founders of Major League Fishing, also a longtime Bassmaster elite angler. He has fished at the highest levels worldwide, successfully, and for a long, long time. I've got him on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Welcome back, Gary. It's always a pleasure. And you know, Gary, for all of the misery that 2020 brought each of us, for Major League Fishing, you can count your blessings that you were able to get in the majority of your work, and that you did have a season, and that you're going to be able to crown a champion at your Red Crest event.
Boy, that is correct, Billy. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better venue or a better location than right here in the great state of Texas on Lake Palestine. I mean, especially in February.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk to you about. This was scheduled to take place in late February on Grand Lake in Oklahoma. You had a big expo scheduled. Major League Fishing was really going to throw a big party. COVID effect. We had to cancel the expo. And so that started the wheels turning a little bit about maybe a change in lakes. And, boy, when you take a look at Palestine, for folks that don't know about Lake Palestine, Texas, there's not a bigger home run sitting out there to.
Well, not only that, too, but, Billy, if you take a look at the venue itself, you know, the playing field, let's call it the playing field that, you know, 40 of our qualified anglers are going to have the opportunity to compete on in our Red Crest Championship, first place, $300,000. I mean, what a great venue. Lake produces Sherilunkers. There's been multiple fish over 10 pounds caught, several fish over 13 caught at that time of year in February. But the way our field consists of 40 anglers competing on different elimination schedules, you're only going to have 20 anglers on the water at a time. So when you're looking at a lake that's roughly 18 miles long, 25,000 surface acres, you know, 135 miles of shoreline with 19 other competitors on the water, that is a large playing field.
And boy, is it full of cool stuff to fish around. Stumpy, boat docks, just about any way you like to fish, you're going to be able to go about it in February on Palestine.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, that's one thing that I'm really starting to notice, you know, with the anglers that are competing today in this era of bass fishing. These guys are so versatile and so good at catching fish under a lot of almost every condition you can imagine. There's really no prediction. It's really hard to predict what area that lake is going to play out, whether it's the upper end, the lower end, you know, the boat dock, trying to come up with the patterns because there's so many techniques that these guys are really good at catching bass on. It's just going to be a matter of a guy going out there, a good angler, and getting in the groove and being able to carry that momentum every day he's on the water.
Yeah. Major League Fishing, along with the rest of the world, had to conform to new rules and restrictions and just a massive headache in 2020 because of COVID. We've got a couple of vaccines out there with more on the way, and the future looks better, Gary. But hopefully this year we won't have to shift and dodge and duck and dive as much as last year, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That was the hard thing for us, to get shut, basically shut down mid-season, have a lot of permits pulled from different states. So we had to scramble to basically put together the end of the 2020 season. We did. It worked out fantastic. And everybody's geared up for the 21 season. Major League Fishing, Major League Fishing Big Five, all of our events are scheduled. And actually, I'm competing in my very first event in the Toyota Series on the 28th of January right here in the state of Texas on Lake San Rayburn.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's about time to get things rolling and get going. I'm so ready to fish right now. I can't stand it. Red Crest 2021, the MLF Bass Pro Tour Championship, has been shifted to Lake Palestine, Texas. What a fishery. And this just a small shift in dates, too. Originally scheduled for February 23 through the 27th, has now been shifted to February 21st through the 25th. Gary, have you been able to climb a tree with a bow and arrow yet this winter?
No, I have not. I have sat in a stand, but I have not been in a tree with a bow yet.
That's kind of different for you. I know you love to bow hunt. Equally, you love to hunt maybe more than you fish, huh?
Oh, exactly. You know, it's been in my blood for, you know, quite a few years. And, you know, this has been a really active fall for us, you know, finishing out the 2020 season and then preparing for the 21 season. So we've been all hands on deck. We're all engaged. Looking forward to 21.
Absolutely, you bet. Well, hey, happy new year to you and your family, all your girls, and best of luck. We'll be watching, of course.
Well, thank you very much, Billy. It's always my pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to your audience. I know that there's very few people that I'm around that have the passion that you have for both fishing and hunting and, you know, promoting the great outdoors, and I'm just proud to call you my friend. Thank you, sir.
So kind of you, Gary. Thank you. Hey, Gary Klein, you've got to go to the Hill Country with me sometime. As much as you love to hunt, if you took one of those giant, beautiful axis deer with your bow, you'd quit fishing. Joshua Creek Ranch, I'm going next week. I can't wait. I can't wait for the food, the dining, the lodging, the axis deer hunting, low fence and high quality. And Beretta and Orvis say it's one of the finest upland bird hunting experiences on the planet. And it is. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, if you've got a kid that loves to fish, maybe their fishing even gets in the way of their chores. Well, that may not be all that bad a deal anymore. Listen to an interview, a conversation I had with Gary Klein about 10 years ago.
How did fishing start for Gary Klein? At what age? What do you remember?
Well, I tell you, I was born and raised in Northern California, and I've never had another occupation but competitive angling. I got introduced to the competitive side of fishing when I was 16 years old, working at my summer job at the marina on Lake Orville. And I watched all these big bass boats come into the campground. I mean, these were 14-foot aluminum boats. They had 20-horse engines on them, and that really caught my interest. And the prize money was $500 for the weekend for an angler. And I thought, dang, I'm as good as they are. I can win a tournament every week, and that's right. $2,000 a month. And that's actually how I got started. And I've learned that it's a very humbling sport. No matter who you are, how good you think you are, it always changes. In 1979, I left California to pursue a career on the BASF circuit. And the reason for choosing bass is they were the biggest. They had the best anglers fishing. And that was the place for me to come out and try to, you know, make a name for myself. And, you know, now that's been 31 years ago, and, yeah, you know, I'm fixing to fish my 29th Bassmaster Classic.
29th Bassmaster Classic. You took 2 years off, so 29 plus 2 is 31. That's every year, Gary.
Like I said, you know, I've had a very good career. I work real hard at it.
Yeah.
I practice. I'm a very versatile angler. And I think really one of the reasons why I am so competitive and that it seems like I'm always there is because I truly love to fish.
Yeah.
Even if I wasn't a competitive angler, I'd still be fishing.
Right.
I mean, I love to fish the ponds and the streams, and I like to catch fish. I don't care, you know, what species they are. I love to fish.
Gary Klein qualified for 30 Bassmaster Classics before branching out on his own and founding Major League Fishing with Boyd Duckett. So, let the kids fish. I'm all out of time. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together, and invite you to join me next time around from Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.